It's Paul Smolin, M.D., your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome. Doc Smo here from Studio 1E in Charlotte, North Carolina. Thanks for joining me today. I developed PEDcast to help parents navigate a myriad of parenting topics, ranging from the crib to the country club. In these PEDcasts, I express general observations and opinions I have developed over a generation of pediatric practice and parenting. I am not providing medical judgments or advice. Let's talk kids with today's topic. Well, now that you have the little ones at home running around the house, you have everything that goes along with the little ones, like sleepless nights, like long, long hours at work, and that worry. Oh my gosh, the worry. Bills, college, homework, housework. Is Johnny okay? Is Janie, you know, developing normally? The worry just never ends. Believe me, I have been there and I have done that, and I know where you're coming from. It's really easy to get consumed by all this worry and problems in adult life and lose sight of one of your most important assets. You, your health, your vitality, your energy. Well, since I'm now an influential media personality, I thought I'd dedicate this week's PEDcast to reminding parents to take care of one of their most important assets, themselves. I want to give Mama and Papa a little TLC with this PEDcast and remind all parents to take good care of themselves just like they take good care of their children. Have you ever heard of the concept of net worth? Well, you don't need to pay for an expensive MBA to understand what this is all about. Your net worth is the sum of everything you own that has economic value. Now, we don't usually think of our health in economic terms, but clearly being healthy both physically and mentally has tremendous economic value. 5 more years of working life could be the difference between you having a comfortable retirement and one mired in despair. It could be the difference between being able to pay for your child's college education or not being able to pay for it. Or it could be the difference between spending time at your beach home on holidays or simply being home cutting the grass one more time. The point is that good health has economic value, not to mention quality of life value. Just read the paper. The handwriting is on the wall. We're all going to be working longer than our parents or grandparents. That is a given. Who do you think is going to pay that $14 trillion in debt? You got it, you and me. So having good health in your senior years is likely to be one of your most important assets because it's going to allow you to work longer and to have more economic worth, more net worth. So why invest in good self-care? Why take the time to make sure that you eat well, that you get some exercise, that you have relaxation time? Why do these things? Well, frankly, by doing so, you greatly lessen your chance that you will come down with a what we call degenerative disease. The main diseases of the Western world: hypertension, obesity, diabetes, coronary artery disease. So that's why you take the time to do those. You're much less likely to suffer one of those degenerative diseases. Taking care of yourself physically and mentally also sets a good example for your children. They're watching what you do, and eventually they're going to mimic your lifestyle. So setting a good example is important for them. And, you know, living a healthy life simply makes us happier people, and maybe even more confident. And I believe that the confidence of a healthy person is projected to others around them, making you more likely to be successful at work and with your friendships. So here's what I want you to pledge today. Make a mental commitment to this today. I want you to find time to exercise regularly in something that you enjoy and participate in that exercise on a regular basis, at least a few times a week. And try and include your children in this active play. And eat mostly whole foods, not processed or fast foods. And try and not drink a large number of calories. Drink mostly water, and that alcohol only in moderation. My reading says an ounce of alcohol a day is max. And remember, in one beer there's about 1 ounce of alcohol, or in one mixed drink there's about 1 ounce of alcohol, or the same thing with a glass of wine, a 4 ounce glass of wine. And I want you to take meticulous care of your teeth. That's really important for long-term health. And protect your vision and hearing by wearing goggles and earphones when you use heavy equipment or when you're in areas where there's loud noise. We slowly lose hearing over time, and taking good care of your hearing could make a big difference when you're older. And make sure you get enough sleep. Most adults need about 8 hours of sleep. And don't forget to take time with your spouse, work on your marriage, appreciate the people around you. And one of the big things is learn how to manage stress, however works for you. Meditation, religion, exercise, friendships, counseling, I don't care. Just take time to give some thought as to lowering stress in your life. I want you to pledge to refocus on your health for your own sake as well as your family's. The benefits are like money in the bank drawing compound interest. Well, thank you for joining me today. This is Dr. Paul Smolin lending you a helping hand, trying to keep you grounded and on course. If you like what you hear, subscribe on iTunes or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. We'll feed you the new content automatically. Make DocSmo a regular weekly habit. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Pass the DocSmo word on to your family and friends. Comments are welcome, and I love hearing from grandparents via the blog. And you medical professionals, I'm particularly interested in what you have to say, and I'll make special note on my website of your comments. All of the old content can currently be obtained on my website, docsmo.com. Browse the many subjects that we discuss. This is episode 44. This is Doc Smo wishing you and your family a balanced life devoid of strife. Until next time. I want to thank the following people for their contributions to this podcast: Seth Jaffe for his creative editing, Sarah Smolin for her digital editing and photography, and Ben Smolin, Jerome Moof, and Robert Beezer for providing this wonderful music you are hearing. Thanks, guys. Thank you.